What is up, everybody? It's Tristan Benz from Nerds Talk Movies, and I'm joined, as always, by my man, Taylor Cole. Taylor, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty good because this show, this episode, only has one topic. We're talking about No Way Home.
We're talking about No Way
Home. Can I give a quick timeline of events? And you can
give
add
a quick
on
timeline.
Or correct me if I'm wrong. So, at the time of this recording, which is right after Sony dropped the No Way Home trailer, like minutes
right after.
Like, you sent me a message, said, hey, you want to do a recap? And I was like, sure.
I was snuggled up in bed, and then they dropped this trailer.
So, we're recording this about 10 minutes after that. About 24 hours ago, this trailer got leaked by somebody that I assume is not on the best terms with Kevin Feige.
I'm sure they called in the Winter Soldier and the Black Widow and they took this man out.
I'm also very happy that it wasn't Tom Holland.
Yeah. Well, then seems like we're getting another Spider-Man. So it seems like he's replaceable at this point. But, you know, I wanted to see more of him in the role.
So, long story short, I think the rumors were going around and saying it's dropping tonight at, was it called CinemaCon?
I think it was. CinemaCon. Sony's
and
panel
it was either
CinemaCon.
Tonight or in the morning. And about 10 minutes before the trailer actually dropped, I saw Emergency Awesome, who's a fantastic YouTuber, in my opinion, put out a tweet, was like, I guess it's not happening tonight. And I was like, man, yeah, I think so too.
You thought.
And then right after that, just hit that trailer. And I just waited for it to actually get onto YouTube on Fire TV, because it takes a little bit, because, you know, I got to see it on the big screen.
I mean, here's the thing. I watched the recording of a computer screen.
It was terrible video. It was awful.
It was awful.
People laughing in the background. It was all blurry.
Oh, water marks.
Yeah.
You know? All that stuff. So I was fine watching it on my phone, and then I just watched it again on my iPad, and let me tell you, boy, oh man, can we just get to December already? Like, I know we got Shang-Chi, I know we got Eternals, but like, come on. Like,
let's get into this trailer, because we're not going to be here
all day. We're going to be here for the next, like, 15 minutes max. I'm tired.
So, let's talk about what happened here. So, this whole thing to me felt a lot darker in tone compared to Homecoming and Far From Home.
Yes,
in the sense that it took that, oh, he's Spider-Man, and really put it down a path that people just don't like Peter Parker. People don't like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Now, I think in, you know, the world it would be, you know, 50% and 50%, but I still think it works for the story. That, hey, people don't like Peter, and so he thinks, hey, I should go see Doctor Strange, see if he can help me out here. Which
yeah,
I think
and
a lot of people kind of thought.
It definitely works, at least just for the setup of the trailer. Like you said, I'm sure in the movie, like, proper, it'll have all these people hating on him. But then there will be, you know, fans, like, swarming and whatnot. Either way, it's going to stress him out. But at least for the general vibe and aesthetic they're trying to set up for the trailer, the overwhelming pressure of everyone knowing definitely set, like, a darker, more serious tone.
Couldn't agree more. And so, pretty much, in this trailer, I'm not going to fully recap it here, but we're just going to talk about some stuff in it. Because it's a 3-minute trailer, but there's so much here. So, MJ and Peter are talking on a roof, and it's actually a really cool scene, because it's, once again, they have such good chemistry.
They have great chemistry.
And I think at the end of Homecoming, when it's like, oh yeah, my friends call me MJ, I think a lot of people were like, that's the most, like, tacked-on thing that the MCU, Marvel, or Sony's ever done. And I think right now, it's really starting to pay off. Like, their chemistry and MJ's character is a lot better than anybody probably thought it would be at the end of Homecoming. And you just see that relationship just fly off without it feeling like, well, hey, we got to devote this much time to it to make it seem important.
Yeah, I mean, it's because both are obviously fantastic actors. And, I mean, from rumors and, you know, paparazzi pictures and whatnot, it seems like they also have that relationship off screen. You know, which, what is it with Spider-Man actors and their leading ladies, like, getting together? It happened, at least it happened with Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield. Tobey Maguire dated Kirsten Dunst for a hot minute. Like, it's just a thing. You want to fall in love, you get cast as Peter Parker. That's what's going to happen, all right? But yeah.
So just going through this more, and then it pans to Peter being arrested, questioned by the cops, and he's pretty much just like, I didn't kill Mysterio, and I just don't... I mean, I guess Mysterio is the hero in a lot of people's eyes still. It's been a while since I've seen Far From Home. So I'm just thinking,
yeah, when he died, yeah, people didn't realize that, like, he was the one
controlling the drones,
fucking up with the drones and everything. Yeah.
So it just, like I said, it just gives this dark tone, because you think about, like, yo, man, that happened, and all those people think he killed Mysterio, this hero, and that really would put his family and his friends in danger like that. And I think you see that displayed in the trailer. It's going to be interesting to see how the movie actually executes that. And see if it's going to keep that tone that I think it has in the trailer.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like it's going to have a lot of tones, because you've got this whole Peter identity situation that'll be very grounded in his own personal life and his own, you know, the classic Spider-Man struggle of like, oh, do I need to be Peter Parker more? Or do I need to be Spider-Man more? You know, that whole struggle with power and responsibility. But then you've got the hints of mystical elements with Doctor Strange. You've got all the multiverse stuff that's clearly a thing that's happening and no one can deny it anymore. You've got, however, this all sets up, like, Peter's future in the MCU, you know, regardless of whether or not we see the other Spider-Man for 5 minutes or for 50 minutes. Like, this is still the Tom Holland Spider-Man, like, third film. Like, it's the end of his trilogy, and, you know, rumors persist that he will have multiple trilogies in the MCU, but for all intents and purposes, like, most of the other solo heroes don't get their own solo movie past this point, so it does signal a sort of end to at least this first era of the Tom Holland Spider-Man, and I think balancing that with all these other plates is gonna make for something that's either gonna be really interesting or a huge train wreck, but either way, I look forward to finding out.
And also, I know this is just a trailer. We see 2 minutes of footage, 2-3 minutes. But I also really like how you said this feels like an end of an era. It also feels like we're seeing Spider-Man, like, grow up. Like,
yes.
In the Civil War, you saw the kid so excited. In Homecoming, same kind of thing. He's learning to be the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Far From Home, it was about, I'm grieving over my mentor, my friend, this father figure in Tony Stark. How can I be the next Iron Man? And this doesn't have any Iron Man stuff in it at all.
Thank the Lord.
Which, I love that stuff, but that's what this movie needs. It needs to, like, hey, Far From Home was the epilogue to all that stuff. He is, for all intents and purposes, the MCU's version of Uncle Ben for Peter Parker, it feels like. That, you know, that loss to keep him going. I'm sure we'll also see Uncle Ben. We'll probably see him in this movie, let's be honest.
They at least need to say the name Uncle
Ben.
Yeah,
I think the name will at least be uttered.
Like, you need to actually say, Uncle Ben, my Uncle Ben got shot, and now I'm sad. Like, we're going to have two other Spider-Men. Let me tell you something right now. If you think for 1 second Tobey Maguire's ass isn't going to come in here and say some shit about Uncle Ben, you are sorely mistaken, sir. You are sorely mistaken. And I'm sure, well, I'm not sure, but I think it'd be cool if, hey, you know, technically we haven't heard the phrases with great power comes great responsibility in this universe. You know, he had the bit about, like, if bad things happen and you don't stop it, it's
Toby
on you.
That says that.
What if it's Toby that says it?
You got the around the matter-of-fact way that Tony Stark says it in Civil War, but if Tobey Maguire in this movie, which he's not in this trailer, by the way, neither Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield are not in this trailer, but I am, just me personally, 1,000% convinced they are in it.
If Marvel can't lie and act like they're not in it, even if they only show up for the climax, like literally in this trailer, Doctor Strange talking about the multiverse, then you literally have the villains from previous movies
which we'll get to. I'm just trying to go through, but it's just, I do feel like it would mean so much to have that trilogy's, probably not that exact trilogy's, because, you know, you have Doc Ock still here, and it won't be that. They'll probably even give Tobey Maguire web shooters just for that, you know, keeping everything a little simplistic. But I just really like the idea of that first trilogy's actor playing Spider-Man, that person so many people grew up watching that trilogy, having that line said as like a passing to the torch. That would be really cool if 100%. That were to happen. But this is, we're talking about the trailer, not just our fan theories.
We're talking about the trailer. So we're not talking about the theories.
So let's go back to the trailer. And so Peter goes to Doctor Strange, says, hey, can you make sure that, can you make it to where people don't know Spider-Man? Can you make it to where Mysterio never says that?
He's pulling a one more day. And he's pulling a one more day.
Wong seems like he's going on vacation.
There's some type of winter catastrophe in the Sanctum Sanctorum. That's why they're wearing the thick winter coats. And Wong's like, I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna go be in a fighting tournament in Shang-Chi.
Wong goes, don't do this. It's a dangerous spell. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Doctor Strange's
like, I'm not gonna do it.
And as soon as he leaves, he agrees to it. Which, by the way, I love that trait about Doctor Strange. And it's because he's so confident. And you saw this in Doctor Strange 1. Is he needed somebody like Wong to be like, you needed that like voice of reason.
Yeah. And he needed someone to keep his hand out the cookie jar. Guy
who turned into a bad guy at the end. I forgot his
Mordo.
Name. Mordo. Who he was the other voice of reason, which is now gone. So as soon as Wong leaves, it is all of a sudden, I can do this, don't worry. And immediately it messes up.
About to make the Wong decision.
I see what you did there. Mm. And as soon as he goes down there, it's just that uncertainty that apparently messes up the spell, according from what we see from the trailer. And it seems like it just messes up the universe.
Peter keeps interjecting, it's messing up the spell, its effect in reality, and antics ensue, to say the least.
So let's get into the quick parts of the trailer we can't really discuss too much, because then it goes into some scenes with Doctor Strange. And what I mean by that is those, like, trippy acid moments.
Yeah.
To which everybody saw. Yeah, that everybody saw in Doctor Strange and was like, that's new. Do more of that. And so you see more of that in a Spider-Man movie, of all places. Can't believe that's a thing. We see, really, Doctor Strange being kind of a different kind of mentor to Peter here, in my opinion. And at first, I wasn't down for this, but from what I've seen from the trailer, it's kind of cool. I kind of like it.
Oh, I've been down for it the whole time. Yeah. Doctor Strange like and Spider-Man always homies, so I'm here for it. Yeah, he seems like a huge dick. but it's still a fun dynamic. I mean, we got the hints of that dynamic in Infinity War and Endgame, so just seeing...
We saved the half the universe together. You can call me...
He's like, you can call me... We're past you calling me sir.
It's like, okay, like, Steven.
Like, all right, that's weird, but all right, I guess.
That was good. See, the comedy also hit, so it's not like this is just a full-on, like, oh, it's dark. There's still comedy here. It just, for some reason, this has more of a tone of some big stuff just happened, and it's got to be fixed. It doesn't feel like the homecoming, who am I going to ask to the homecoming dance, which is fantastic. I love homecoming, but...
Yeah, we all love small-scale Spider-Man.
Far From Home, a little bit larger. It was about, you know, legacy and stuff like that. This feels like a Spider-Man movie-level threat, because that's what Spider-Man's been presented as in movies. Is, the Avengers are cool, but Spider-Man can handle shit on his own. And I know it's not on his own, he's got Doctor Strange and everything, but I love the threat level of this movie so far.
Yeah.
And we see that through...
I mean, is it really on his own if he's got other Spider-Men?
And that's what I was about to get to, is we see that through these teases. And this is my favorite part of the trailer. Because the only villain they show is Alfred Molina's Doc Ock at the end. Who looks
great, get hints of the others. He looks fantastic, but we get hints of the others.
Of the others are perfection. And they're just,
the lightning from Electro. Some lightning. We see some sand.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I don't think many people have caught that yet. Sandman is definitely in this trailer. And it
seemed like there was a hint of the lizard in there.
Maybe. I thought maybe there was a hint. There's a scene where Peter's running through Feast, and he's in the black and gold suit. And I was like, man, that you only see the back of someone's head, but it kind of looks like Kurt Connors. I'm curious to see if that's what it is. There's also quite a few scenes that take place in a sewer, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm just saying, lizard could be there. We see a little pumpkin bomb rolling down the street with a little laugh.
That was my favorite part. The laugh got me, man.
It was like, so good. Man, it's like I feel like I am 4 years old again and I'm gonna go like be scared for an hour now because I heard that laugh.
And
just like I was when I was four, I'm gonna hide under the table.
You just see those teases and you're like, oh man, we're getting Sinister Six, and we're getting it in a way we did not expect.
We didn't expect it. And it's hitting us hard, especially when fucking Alfred Molina shows up and he's like, hello, Peter. You're like, oh.
Now, here's the thing about that. I've seen a few people already on Twitter go, that looked a little disjointed. And not in the way like Alfred Molina looks, in the way that it cut from that to the Iron Spider suit, getting like him suiting up. So, some people already speculated he's not talking to Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
I mean, he could be talking to his
He's
Peter.
Talking to Toby's.
Could be talking to Toby. Oh, man.
See, this is the thing, man. This is also a teaser trailer. And what I love about it is this one's setting up the villains. And I feel like we are set up for, like, whenever the official trailer comes out, we see Jamie Foxx's Electro in full force. We see...
Well, that's the thing. Do we think we'll get a full trailer before this movie comes out in December?
I think we do.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if this is the only thing they drop. It took them this long to drop this, and now with, you know, the variant, like, Delta variant ramping up again, Sony might delay this, just like they delayed Venom. Like, I would not be surprised if this is the only official, like, teaser trailer we get.
I think we end up seeing one, because I don't think they're going to keep the Spider-Man, the multiple Spider-Man. Now, again, not official. This is just multiple rumors and reports about Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield being in this movie. But if they are in this movie, I feel like they're going to be shown in the trailer. And it's one of those situations where it's not like, oh, they're ruining it by putting it in the trailer. Everybody knows. Like... Even casual people have told me, oh man, so I heard what they're doing with that Spider-Man movie. They're bringing another one. Like, everybody knows at this point.
Yeah. Well, I'll agree with that. If I don't necessarily think they'll... Well, I won't even say I don't think. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do another trailer, but if they do have another trailer, I would expect the other Spider-Man to be in it.
Do you think we get a look at the other villains and how they actually look in the movie? Because I
don't...
Like Green Goblin suit.
Oh, well, yeah, Green Goblin, yeah. Green Goblin, Electro, yes. I don't think we'll get official looks at like Sandman or Lizard or Rhino.
No,
or
I think
the
those
sixth
are,
member is.
For the lack of a better word, the minor villains in this movie compared to the big three, which are Electro with Jamie Foxx, Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin, and Alfred Molina as Doc Ock, which, by the way, Willem Dafoe is also rumored for this movie. He's not confirmed.
Yeah.
The only two that are confirmed are Fox and Molina. So,
I mean, rumors are also saying that Green Goblin is the main villain. So,
yeah. But the fact that we see that tease, man, like they might as well have just shown that like that scene from Spider-Man 1.
They
where
you're
just going,
I mean, here's
psycho
the thing.
As well.
We can say that Willem Dafoe's not confirmed, but who else is going to laugh like that? That's all I'll say.
But what a fantastic trailer, man. I mean, it's...
What a banging trailer.
I mean, I think it did a lot without giving you too much. It gave you the basic premise of Spider-Man wants everybody to forget about the ending of Spider-Man Far From Home. Doctor Strange is very confident. He's a little too overconfident that he can fix it.
Just a little bit. Just a tad.
And Peter, because he's so damn uncertain, because he's awkward as fuck, really... hurts, you know, the spell they're making, and it just all goes downhill because of both Peter and Doctor Strange. I also like it because it's not 100% on Peter. That's why I was kind of scared.
It's like, alright, he's facing consequences for his fuck-ups, but he's not the only one that messed up. Doctor Strange kind of biffed this one, too.
But, yeah, just what a fantastic trailer. It was worth the wait to me. It really was. I'm hoping you are wrong, though, Tristan, that we do get another trailer.
I would love to be wrong. I would love to see another trailer. I'd like to get some confirmation of my boy Matthew Murdock.
See, because I'm going to use this comparison. And I know you're not a wrestling fan, Tristan.
I can't say that I am.
There's a company called AEW. And AEW,
there is,
for 2 to 3 weeks, were teasing a wrestler coming back named CM Punk. Very
popular.
I know
CM Punk.
And
Straight Edge.
They didn't reveal it. They didn't, you know, announce it. But everybody knew it was happening. And so just up until that like that date came to where you're like, oh man, he might, you know, appear here. And he did. My concern was, oh my God, I really hope he shows up or they are going to fuck up this company. And
that's kind of
my point with Sony right now. I'm like, I'm hoping Andrew Garfield and Maguire are in this. Because me personally, if they're not, which I'm 99% sure they are.
I'd be shocked if they'd bring back the villains and but not those two.
If they are somehow not in this movie, I would be okay with it. I'll see if the movie is good on its own. I know for a fact the internet would melt down.
The internet would melt down. You know, we always talk about Kevin Feige and his Marvel snipers. We'd have a riot, and they would have to bring out the snipers in full force just to defend, like, Marvel HQ.
But, yeah, just what if... You got any closing thoughts before we wrap up here? This is about a 20-minute podcast so far.
I mean, it's awesome. That's what I gotta say. Like, December can't get here soon
enough. I'm sorry we couldn't do a full breakdown. We literally just saw a trailer. We didn't have much time this week. Either... By the time the next episode of Nerd Stop Movies comes out, or the Nerd Stash Show comes out, we did say we're going on a month-long hiatus starting in September, so we'll be back in October with all sorts of new content for Nerd Stop Movies. So, we kind of weren't expecting to even record this.
We were not.
Let's fix our own shit.
Yeah, we were already in our little, like, reset era, and then, of course, after we talk about it for the last, like... You know, 2 or 3 months I've been on the podcast. Oh, when are we getting that Spider-Man trailer? They finally dropped it the day after we recorded our last, you know, podcast for the next month, and they're like, "Hey, bitch, check this shit out." And hey, guess what?
I'm glad they did. No Way Home trailer you're looking for.
Well, I was like, "Hey, come take a look back here. Look at my jacket. It's a No Way Home trailer."
I saw this screenshot before we leave when the trailer got leaked, and I don't know when exactly it was taken, but it was the caption, Kevin Feige, when he looks to see why No Way Home is trending. And his eyes are so wide. Like, it is freaking hilarious. Just, what a crazy situation over the past 24 hours.
What a clusterfuck.
Like, in a good way, by the way. I think it's increased excitement. Because 100%. The leaked trailer, actually, there's no way you could really tell what's going on other than the fact Alfred Molina's at the end of it.
That thing had about 2 pixels in it.
And I think you could barely tell Alfred Molina was in it just because you realized, oh, there's the arms. Oh, there's the sunglasses. Oh, that's him.
The arms weren't even in the trailer. You just see a guy with sunglasses. Oh, yeah, the
CGI wasn't
there. There was no special effects in there.
So, I mean, that's how bad it is. I actually thought the arms were there. Like, I know you people probably can't now. Sony really locked all that stuff down. But it was rough to see that. And
oh, don't worry. I saved a few screenshots. We saw the
real thing.
We saw the real thing, and boy, am I glad we did. But like you said, it's late, and we gotta get on getting on. So, Taylor, I would like to thank you for joining me on this Nerds Talk Movies Reacts to the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. Anything you want to say? Any little sign-off before we're gone for a month officially?
Once again, I don't know how these episodes are going to get released, but if this is the first time you're hearing it, thanks to anybody who's listened to us from day one or for 5 minutes or maybe just this episode you're starting to. We are going on a month break. We will be back in October. We're going to get our stuff done and get our tech issues handled and hopefully get some cool stuff done behind the scenes that will hopefully give us, you know, some cooler stuff to do rather than just skating by week with these podcasts. So we hope you stick around with us.
Tristan, we hope you stick around with us. You can follow us on what?
You got any other closing thoughts, I guess, before you do the outro?
I mean, my thoughts were that shit was banging, and I'm tired, and I want to go watch it 7 more times before I pass out. So yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, at the Nerd Stash. Isn't that the Twitter?
That's the Twitter. Nerd Stash.
The Nerd Stash. Sorry, the Nerd Stash Show. That's what it is.
At Nerd Stash Show.
At Nerd Stash Show. There we go. See, I'm tired, y'all. He's sick. I'm tired. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired, but we came back for you for the Spider-Man trailer. Anyway, we'll see y'all in a month. Maybe we'll have a new Spider-Man trailer by then. Maybe we won't. But
don't you put that evil on me, Rick.
Oh,
Bobby.
Man. I'm putting it out there into this world, boss. I'm putting it out there. Y'all be good to each other.